I'll let you think about that, Tessa. Good morning. It is 8:14 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gomdick, Escher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Tessa Jones, Galesburg Tourism and Visitor Bureau with us. Julie King from the National Railroad Hall of Fame with us here this morning. Good morning. How are you guys today?
Good morning.
Well,
great.
Thanks so much for coming in with us this morning. All right, Galesburg Express this weekend. First off, we just had a kind of a busy weekend that all wrapped up with the Holidays Parade yesterday evening. And sound like that was another great success. I won't ask you much more about it, though, Tessa.
Deal.
I could.
You could.
But I won't.
Surprise in store. Yeah.
Who didn't win last night?
There you go. Even better. What a great event that was. And there's been so many things going on. We were just talking off the air we always hear, nothing going on in Galesburg. Really? I'll tell you what. Pull up the Facebook page, Galesburg Express Believe in the Magic. And we're going to try to cover everything here this morning. So let's get to it. How many years now on this, Julie, for the Galesburg Express?
It started with the Chamber of Commerce. And then they were looking for a new sponsor. The National Railroad Hall of Fame took over the coordinating responsibilities a few years ago. Honestly, Tom, I don't know.
You've been too busy, right?
Seven.
Yeah, yeah, I know, something like that. I was thinking, six or 7 years, something like that. Yeah, and it's such a wonderful, wonderful event. Well, let's kind of get into some of the things that are happening. I know we also want to let people know that just about everything going on is free.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so if you have
that's
a family,
the great part of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come on out, enjoy yourselves, and big thanks right at the top here to our generous sponsors. Blick Art Materials and Bates Collision Center are providing some of the really key elements of the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and looking at the weather forecast, by the way, wow. Saturday, partly sunny, 40, and maybe a chance of rain or snow Sunday, but 40 on Sunday as well and partly sunny, so looks like we'll have really good weather for everything coming up. But let's start to get into some of the things happening.
Well, if we start off bright and early, 8 a.m., Donuts and Cocoa with the Clauses. Now, this is one of the paid events, but it's at Discovery Depot. And so you can hang out with Santa and then have some breakfast, but then also play while you're at it. So that starts us off right off the bat.
Bright and early Saturday morning.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But tickets are advanced, so you can get them online or at Discovery Depot, but they are on sale and they do tend to go quickly. So get on it.
Yeah, I know. I did that with my little one last year, and he loved it. And and there was multiple times Santa and Mrs. Claus had enough time to get around and play and then go back and say hi again. And
that's right.
Got pictures right off the bat and everything before the playing. So, yeah, that's a really fun event. Yeah.
Well, and the great thing about the schedule is that you just don't have to have a break the entire day. So when you get done over at Discovery Depot, head on over to the Kensington Ballroom. There's a holiday market there. Our crafters have been busy creating unique gifts. Take some home for yourself. Pick out something to give to that person on your list that you don't know what to get. And that's going to run from 9 to 4.
Okay, so that's an all-day thing. You can step in and out of there if you want to. You see something and thought about it. Like, you know what? I'm going to go back and get that.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's still there, though, by the time you get back. So, yeah, lots of wonderful. And what's better than handmade things, you know, to give to somebody as a gift or for yourself? Either.
There were just some beautiful items last year. So I encourage everybody to stop in and look around.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so we got that going on starting at 9.
And then we got more Santa, 10 a.m. to 1. It's the Cheer Station and Santa Shop at the Galesburg Public Library. So hot cocoa. You can drop off letters to Santa and have your picture taken as well. So you can craft holiday cards for those in the assisted living as well. So we keep everyone in mind this holiday season.
Yeah, you know, the great thing, you park at either a lot here along Simmons Street or along Simmons Street somewhere. Mm-hmm. You're pretty close to every event. You can just go park.
In downtown Galesburg.
Yeah, go cover everything with it.
Walkable.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. And after you get done over at the library at 11 o'clock, once the temperature's up just a little bit, that's when the carriage rides start. I really want to give a shout-out to Bates Collision Center. They've been a multi-year sponsor of this event. Those horses and carriages are just the most it's just such a romantic way to view the downtown. The windows are all decorated. Just a fun little trip for you and the kids around the downtown. That's going to run from 11 to 4.
All right.
And again, it's free.
Yeah, absolutely free. So I would just bring a little money with you because somewhere in between you're going to get hungry, and there are so many wonderful restaurants within that same walking area we're talking about here in downtown Galesburg to stop and grab a bite to eat from all our local businesses. So you got that as well. All right, so what comes up next?
Well, for the afternoon, The Orpheum Theater, our beautiful Orpheum Theater, is Galesburg Express Central. Mm-hmm. At 1 o'clock, the doors will open, and we've got some free Galesburg Express merchandise. So as long as supplies last, we have everything from onesies for little 6 months old with the Galesburg Express logo on it, all the way up to T-shirts, hoodies. There's just a random supply of sizes. So if that appeals to anybody for even a gift item, come on in and look it over, grab one. At 1:30, and this is something you don't want to miss, the young men and women from Dancer Studio in Monmouth are going to perform some excerpts from their Nutcracker performance. That's coming up the following weekend. You can get tickets there at the Orpheum. Arlene Smith runs that studio. She does an amazing job with those kids. And it's just a classic Christmas tale about Clara and the magic of her dream with the Nutcracker.
Tyler, can you still plie or not? Are you?
Can I plie?
That was a
who
question,
you talking
yes.
to? Who are you talking to?
Julie King, National Railroad Hall of Fame, Tessa Jones with the Galesburg Tourism mm-hmm. and Visitors Bureau joining us here this morning. Galesburg Express this weekend. And so lots of stuff happening at the Orpheum Theater, but that's not all.
Mm-hmm. Well, after the Nutcracker dancers are going to perform for about a half an hour, and then our traditional classic namesake for the festival, the Polar Express movie, will be screened starting at 2 o'clock. That ends about 3:30, and as we have done for a number of years now, the National Railroad Hall of Fame is going to conduct a drawing for some model train sets.
Oh, cool. Yeah. That would be a great gift for somebody. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Child or adult, either way, right?
Absolutely. Yes, we see dads on the floor playing with those just as
absolutely.
Much as the kids, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So Polar Express, and yeah, that's definitely a yearly thing. Tom Hanks animated movie. And it continues later in the afternoon. What do we have coming up following the movie?
Every year for the past few years now, we've done a community choice movie, and this year the selection was The Grinch. It's the 2018 version, and that's another free opportunity. Come on in, bring the kids at 7 o'clock that night.
Yeah. And you know, I love the original How the Grinch Stole Christmas, but I think Jim Carrey did such a great job in this role in this movie that it kind of stands on its own as well.
Well, this is the animated version.
That's right. Because 2018, that was, because the other one was.
I follow the Grinch on Facebook.
Yeah, you're a Grinch follower. All right. So the animated, the newer mm-hmm. one that came out. There we go. So, yeah. So, again, fun for the whole family. And free, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. All right, Tessa, what else?
Well, and then also that evening, that 7:30, there will be All Through the House at Prairie Player Civic Theater, and it is a Christmas comedy, and tickets are available on their website right now, so you can purchase those. That is only one of two paid events, but they always put on a fabulous show on Galesburg Express weekend, so always good to check them out. And then I do want to mention, though, we have a nice from a 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Slot that we're getting the local businesses, the Downtown Community Partnership, partnered with the Galesburg Express to get business participants in, and we have five different business participants, including Personally Yours, Art Define, Cornucopia, Wordsmith Bookstore, and Mother Goosebumps. And they all have a free craft of some sort. So you and your child can come out, do a craft together, and then take it home with you, and you'll have a memory of Galesburg Express with you.
The sort of things that you hang on the tree for years mm-hmm. and years to come, or you give to the grandparents. It's just a nice little opportunity. And again, free at every one of the businesses.
That's right.
Galesburg Express coming up this Saturday. So many wonderful things going on. Aside from Galesburg Express, of course, Gift of Lights, which started last weekend mm-hmm. out of Lincoln Park, Friday and Saturday night, again this weekend, so you can go check mm-hmm. that out. Let's see. Also, there will be the Jingle Jokes comedy show at mm-hmm. Reserve Artisan Ales on Friday mm-hmm. night as well. And then, as Tessa mentioned, All Through the House, Prairie Players, that'll be happening also Friday evening as well. So, my mm-hmm. gosh. Nothing to do with Galesburg, huh? Really? Again, I suggest that if you go to the Facebook page, Galesburg Express, Believe in the Magic, you're going to find there are just so many things going on, so many wonderful things, and most of all, this is absolutely free. So if you're looking for something to do with the family, or just if you're a couple, or if you just kind of sitting around bored, don't think you have anything to do, come on down.
There's something for all ages and all tastes.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Santa and Mrs. Claus will be around, and it's just such a fun event. You know, it's nice and beautiful. hopeful to have a little blanket of snow, but I'm fine without it. It's going to be beautiful weather for it. It's going to be a really, really nice day and enjoyable and pleasant, not too cold, which is a nice thing.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. And thanks again to Blick Art Materials and Bates Collision Center. You know, they're giving back so much to our community.
Mm-hmm. All right. Julie, anything else we need to know about Galesburg Express this year?
No, just be there.
Absolutely.
They say seeing is believing, so see it for yourself.
All right. Tess, anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just hope to see everyone out. Again, another fun weekend in store, so plenty to do right here in downtown. Don't travel too far or come on out from wherever.
Absolutely. Tessa Jones, Julie King, guys, thanks so much. Always appreciate it.
Thank you.